Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
I tend to disagree with Shaquan. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
What's happening, Henry? What's happening? Thank you so much, Buddha. Let's hear your point.
Good morning. When it comes to people that love the groove, some people sometimes like NSK said, they really just do it for the fun of it. Some people are just bubbly like that, and that's just their social bubble. That's just who they are. That's just, it brings out a certain energy in them. And even when they are not doing it, for some of us, we start looking at them like, is Iman all right? Is Alice all right? I think the point, I get the point that she's trying to make of the whole bribing of police officers. And yeah, I think that comes to a different bracket of recklessness.
Mm.
But genuinely, I've seen 50, 40-year-olds that just live their life to the fullest. And at the end of the day, this life is so short that we have to really do what makes us happy, because at the end of the day, you're living according to what the norm or whatever has, or what everybody has painted to be the life. Get a family, get married, buy a house, have a car. But who wrote that script? Who's the one that said that is the life everybody should be living?
Yeah.
So somewhere, somehow, I think we must also stop looking at it from a point of what we were taught and what we look at. Obviously, it's the only way you would look at something in life, because that's what you believe in.
Yeah.
But also, I would say, if it's your thing, to be honest, I recently lost a friend, and this guy was the happiest person yet most productive person I know. So sometimes we should stop writing the script of other people's lives. You know, it's, yes, he's a 50-year-old who's still in the club or in a bar, but come on, guys. Who says 50 is when we should stop clubbing?
Like, even you saying, who's that?
It's Henry, by the way. Thank you so much.
You saying, like, make, come on.
But not taking away from his point. He has a point. He has a point.
No.
He has a point, Shaquan. He has a point.
It's,
I promise,
giving
you.
He's on the streets and he's offended. No.
He's got a point. And I think
50-year-old in a club.
No, I promise you, Shaquan.
Ew.
I promise you, bruh. And also, like, the thing is, I think he has experienced the type of people I've also experienced.
Well, like, he's one of them that you've experienced.
She quite lost me, but I tell you. And this is you, girl. Let's huddle the gents. Speaking of 50-year-olds in clubs, let's huddle the gents. Let's hear from our mental health activist for men.
Give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
That's right. On Wednesdays, we huddle up as gents and men, and we have real conversations. And today is no different, okay? Kavi is the founder of Mindful Matters. Just FYI, gents, if you perhaps need a bit of assistance, just someone to talk to, someone to understand where your perspective. Trust me, man. Kavi's your man. But let's hear from the gent.
Good morning, Fresh family. Good morning, Fresh Breakfast family.
Ah, and
Eneska, my favorite gent on radio.
Ah, we.
And a special good morning to Shaquan this morning.
Oh, hi.
But nonetheless, what a blessing. What a time to be alive. What an opportunity to make an impact, to make a difference, even if it's to just one person's life. And that's why we do magents. That's why we do magents. That's why we huddle here on a Wednesday morning. And we, as I always say, we talk about, conversation unfamiliar, conversation unpopular. And we just try and get the gents to, you know, understand themselves a little bit better. And we hopefully in the same vein get women to understand men and then help a brother out. That having been said, it is Wednesday, and that means K Goodness is on your radio. Today, I want to touch, and I think it's more something towards the ladies, but also, yeah, towards the ladies more. I had a conversation, an interesting conversation with my, I'll call it my mentor, Pastor John Kamati, awesome man, also doing great work towards the mental well-being of everybody, but more specifically men. And we're starting to walk a journey together, and I appreciate him for that. And you know, we spoke about the emotional abuse that men suffer at the hands of women. and how that eventually builds up to a point of
oh, sorry about that, lost even a bit, let's go back, there we go,
gender-based violence. Now again, that goes back to speaking about our lack of emotional control as men, but here's the truth of it: it's not just the emotional abuse of an adult man. Remember, from the get-go, as a young boy, we are put in a place where we have to consistently suppress our emotions, right? There's that emotional neglect, the emotional suppression that we are put on as little boys. Because remember, as a little boy, you are being told not to cry. You're being not to react emotionally. You're being told to toughen up, and you build this wall. And that's, there's an emotional neglect. So I don't know how to express my emotions. I don't know how to feel my emotions, because for the longest time I've been told that my emotions need to be suppressed. My emotions are not valid. Real men don't cry. Real men don't show emotions. So, and automatically what that means is that the only emotion that we ever allow to express is anger, because that comes naturally. But that anger is a buildup of other emotions. Anger is not generally a primary emotion. It is a buildup of other emotions. So you are either sad and you're unable to express it as a man, so you react angrily. So it's anger is a response to an inability to articulate or to express your other emotions. So and that goes on just because, and as we grow older, We see our mothers, we see our women being able to nurture and, you know, give that support to our sons. But as our sons grow older, that support goes away, that emotional support goes away. And you know, we wonder why our sons start acting a certain way. So I think one, from a woman, from a mother's side, that emotional support should never go away. That emotional, you should never neglect. And from a father's side, we need to do better to put our sons in a place where they can express their emotions and not build up weakness, weak men, but just healthily express their emotions. Because in today's day and age, men that don't express their emotions healthily are more likely to have an emotional outburst in public, beat a woman, get involved in fights, shoot ups. You don't see women do, like in America, you don't see women shoot up schools. It's always teenage boys or midlife men that have an emotional suppression issue that was they were never given the chance, and an emotional neglect issue. So yeah, and then we move on to that, to the emotional abuse as we grow older. Just because I am physically prominent, I am able to beat a woman, we don't. So by the time a man gets to a place where he beats a woman, he suffered so much emotional abuse, because the power of the tongue, the power of emotional control that women have, to know very well which buttons to press, to know very well which words to say to get a reaction or to elicit a reaction out of our men, is, ooh, you women, if only you knew the power you had, if only you knew that some of us have built the ability to be able to respond and get an outlet elsewhere. Right. But not everybody has an outlet elsewhere. And hence, that becomes an explosion. So when a man gets to a point where he's physically abusive, it's a buildup of emotional abuse. So let us not just look at physical or gender based violence as physical abuse from the man's side. Let us start looking at the emotional abuse that we as men suffer at the hands of women, but is not being spoken about. I'll drop the mic right there. That having been said, love, peace and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
You know what, Nam? I feel like in today's day and age, if you're single, mm-hmm, and you've got a potential suitor, or there's a potential something brewing, I think in today's day and age, we should be able to have these type of conversations in the beginning already. You or both of us need to understand what your past is emotionally, right?
Sure.
We need to understand this thing so that when we move forward, mm-hmm, I understand where you come from.
And vice versa.
Emotional suppression. You need to ask those questions. You know what I mean? It can't be, what is your favorite color? you know, we...
Your favorite meal.
Your favorite meal.
But I also want... I need to know.
Yeah, 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 we'll get to that. But but,
yeah, but
we,
deeper...
But we're at an age right now where yeah, we're looking yeah. at the future. It's no more fun and games, bro. You know? We're looking at the future. And if we're looking at the future, you need to have these conversations that Kavi is talking about right now. Do you have an emotional suppression problem? If that's the case, let's talk about it. Are you comfortable talking about it? It's also a red flag if you're not comfortable talking about it. Because it's like, ah, you know, in the future, how will we deal with conflict? Because we are two different human beings. Will have conflict.
That's true.
I don't know. I just thought of that in a moment. Because imagine going through a whole relationship, 2-3 years, 4 years later, that's only when you find out that, hey, man, my man has an issue here. Or my woman has an issue here with this, with her emotions or lack thereof. You know what I mean? That could have been a good conversation in the beginning already. The foundation is set. Yeah. We know how to work around that. We know how to heal.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to heal each other.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know, the hardest thing is also like when you're starting to court someone or you guys are like in the courting process, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the times, partner, everyone is not necessarily bringing their authentic self to the table.
100%.
Right?
That's true.
So perhaps have the conversation, lay the foundation in the sense of like, just be honest about it. And even if you can't necessarily open up about it right now, later on, feel free to open up. You know, because like in the beginning, it's like a lot of facade. You know, like we're just trying to impress
each
other.
Of course, I'm trying to court you, bro. I'm trying to
get through to the other side, whatever it is, you know. But a lot of the times also what I say and what I do is always different.
Yeah. But you see, conversations like that
will
have you know whether you have your real man or not.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
true.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
It's Nihi Robse Kop, stick around.
It's for me, Shaquan.
Yeah.
I'm a baby, shame. I'm a cry baby even. I cry, please.
So you will cry if he asks you that word?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Then he knows most now.
Sometimes I don't know how to regulate my emotions.
Then he knows in that moment, he knows, okay, cool. This one cries. Okay.
I have a third child
here.
On my hands.
Okay. So how do we navigate this? Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We talk entertainment and TikTok on the other side.
Oh, finally. That's all there is. Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m. At Bon Life Assurance.